I opt out of hosting the show for the hour. I have a note here from my parents, another one from my doctor saying that it's too stressful. America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Don't worry, I will be here for the whole hour. That was done for dramatic effect, and you'll see why in a moment. Stay with us. We will have Joanna Preuss, our culinary contributor, joining us. St. Patrick's Day right around the corner. We're going to talk Irish food, Irish culture, and even Irish travel. And then another edition of Sports in Focus with Adam Walsky, followed by producers being duped once again on live TV. We have another example of some abject moron being able to call into a major national cable news network and getting himself put on the air because he claims to be someone he is obviously not. And once he is on the air, he says some pretty nasty and dirty things, and off he goes. Where is the responsibility in these newsrooms? Is every newsroom now being controlled by a 19-year-old intern? We'll find out. And then another edition of Fit in a Minute with Lisa Ritchie. And then the wealthiest people in the history of the world. Are you one of them? No, neither am I. Don't worry. The amount of money that these people were able to accumulate, amazing. And we'll have a list of them for you. We start things off this hour, as we teased in the tease, as we started things off, with kids opting out of what's called the PARC exam, or test. It is part of the new Common Core curriculum standards, and it has created such a stir in so many school districts. It will be used to hold schools and teachers accountable. What's wrong with that? But there are students that don't want to take it. It's too stressful. I can't handle this. Since when can kids opt out of doing schoolwork? If you go into work tomorrow and you tell your boss, you've had this big project scheduled for a couple of weeks and it's due tomorrow, can you walk up to him and say, Mr. Smith, I have a note here from my parents over at the assisted living facility and my doctor saying that this is too stressful and that I choose not to do this? You can't do that. Can we please get to the real world here, folks? And to allow kids to create petitions and create t-shirts, I refuse to take the test. Yes, that has happened. What are we saying to these kids? And what standards are we creating? And I'm not talking about standards in some test. What about standards of responsibility and standards of confidence and competition? This all comes from the let's just play to a tie in the soccer game when we're 8, and now when we're 11, 12, 13, 14 years old, it's too stressful to take this test. We can't handle this. Really? Are we becoming that soft? And if you're going to allow kids to pick and choose which levels of responsibility or what comfort zone they can create for themselves now, you are going to cripple them for life. They're not going to be able to handle real-world problems when they get older. This has become such a mess. From my perspective, I'm annoyed because I think my child is actually wasting time, and here's why. My son is in sixth grade. He's in an upper-level math class and an upper-level English class. They've been reviewing things for this test that he did 3 years ago. So for him, it's a complete waste of time in the classroom. But am I going to have him not take the test for that reason or any other reason? No, because you don't get to choose what you do want to do and what you do not want to do in life. Responsibility comes at many levels and with many different facets. You don't get to choose the ones that are prettiest and that make you the most comfortable. This is life, folks. And if we start letting these kids curl up in a ball and suck their thumb now when they're 14 because they don't want to take a test, how are they going to function when they have real issues and problems when they're adults at 35? We're educating the kids, not just with the three R's. And isn't it interesting that only one of the three R's actually starts with the letter R? We're trying to teach them to be responsible adults. And to allow them now to kind of pick and choose what they do want to do and not want to do, you're setting them up for a troubled adulthood. Stay with us. Joanna Preuss coming up next. She did not opt out. She is so excited about being on the show today. And as always, I'm very happy to have her. She's coming up next. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Where Are They Now? With Ahmad Rashad.
Before a 15-year absence from the big screen, he was in two of the best sports movies of all time, playing Moocher in the Oscar-nominated Breaking Away and tough punk Kelly Leak in The Bad News Bears.
Little harder, huh?
Who's this turkey think he is, Mickey Mantle?
So where is Jackie Earl Haley now? Jackie made a comeback in 2006 with his Academy Award-nominated performance in the film Little Children. Since then, he's enjoyed a successful career starring in Watchmen, Shutter Island, and as glove-wearing psycho Freddy Krueger in the remake of A Nightmare on Elm Street.
Why are you screaming? I haven't even caught you yet.
Guess who's sleeping with the lights on tonight? I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Call 888-759-MYTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for four rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. What are the two things you should talk to your child about every day? Sorry, but if you're like most parents, you don't acknowledge either on a regular basis. Here's the social science of it. Two out of every three parents, 66%, do not talk to their children about the perils of illegal drug usage. And get this, 25% of all children between the ages of 9 and 12 have been offered illegal drugs. You've got a 1 in 4 chance before you see your child at the end of this day that someone somewhere will try and entice your child into illegal drug usage. What's the cheap psychological trick? To keep your child close to you, there are two things you should say to your child every day. One, don't do drugs. Two, I love you. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.